Now, 6 years ago, Hannah Westwood was 3 months pregnant and very excited about her new baby. But within weeks, she was diagnosed with a brain tumour. Luckily, the baby was born healthy, but her radiotherapy after the birth meant she lost all of her hair. Hannah's hair hasn't returned, so she's found a replacement that's not only brought back some normality to her life, but also her job. Welcome to the show, Hannah. And we'll explain exactly what we mean by that in a moment and about your hair. But can we go back to when you're 3 months pregnant and not feeling well? Because most 3 month pregnant women don't feel very well. So how did you kind of know it was something more?
I didn't. If it wasn't for my mum, I would probably wouldn't be here because she dragged me to hospital every single time. And I was like, oh, I'm just pregnant, deal with it sort of situation. But she knew that something weren't quite
right. She pushed and pushed.
Yeah, she pushed me there. And they eventually found it. It did take a while.
And when they discovered it, what were the options presented to you?
I didn't have an option. It had to come out, end of, otherwise neither of us would be there. It was obviously dangerous for the baby, but
so they operated on you
while... 20 weeks pregnant, yeah.
And there was a risk, obviously, that the baby would not survive that procedure.
Yeah, a massive risk, because it's an 8-hour operation. It was unlikely that she would survive, but somehow she did, so...
She was born healthily?
Yeah, she was in the neonatal unit for about 2 weeks, but, yeah, she was small but healthy.
Well, she's very healthily munching away on a chocolate muffin in the audience at the moment.
Yeah,
there she is, Summer, with her incredible auburn hair. Give us a smile, Summer. It's not that good, the chocolate muffin, she says. So she came out, she was healthy, and you were a new mum, but then you had to have
more treatment. The long road of sort of doing my treatment and getting me through that, and mum was there to support me and look after the newborn baby, and I had to have a treatment every single day.
You were having radiotherapy?
Radiotherapy every single day.
What's that like?
It's not as bad as what I thought it would be. I was petrified to begin with. The planning was more scary than the actual doing of it. It's being sort of nailed to a table and left in a room on your own, that's quite scary. But the actual process is quite fast and easy. But obviously it's left me with this problem.
You had no hair, the hair dropped out.
I've got some. I've got a little pieces through here.
You see the kind of hair you're left with?
Yeah, like that, like that. And so what hair I have got, they attach a mesh and pull bits through
We'll go on to that in a second because obviously people are looking at you now saying, hang on a minute, how'd you go from that
to that?
But a lot of people would opt for perhaps a wig to start
I had a wig for a good 18 months, but it's no way of life, I don't think. All it takes is someone to put their arm around you, hug you, and it sort of slips back. You're constantly paranoid and you have to take it off at the end of the day. So you know, you just relive everything at the end of the day.
And for your job as a hairdresser...
Oh, massively. Confidence.
It's your calling card.
There's no way I could have worked in a salon, in a decent salon, wearing a wig. I wouldn't have had the confidence to do it.
So when you started looking at options, how did you find out about this method?
All it was, really, is that I went to one of my consultant's appointments just for a follow-up, and I said my wig's really itching where my scar was. And they went, oh, I've heard of someone who can help you with that, and another option, basically. And that's how I found Lucinda Ellery, so...
So what's the system called?
It's Intralay system.
Intralay?
Yeah.
And explain what happens then.
It's a mesh that goes over the head and they pull through what hair you have got. I think you have to have some, very minimal amount, but you have to have some to pull through the mesh.
This is the process.
And then they do little plaits and attach a hair weft to the mesh.
Right.
So it's almost like extensions and a wig in one.
And this is not you, this is somebody else.
It's a long, long process. It's like an 8-hour process to have it all done. And then you have to have the in-between ones. It's just maintaining it.
Right, so you don't have to do the whole process again, but you have to keep...
You have to do it every sort of 18 months, 2 years. So it's a long time, but it's so worth it. I would not be without this now.
It's expensive as well, isn't it?
It is quite expensive, it is. And there is some funding, but it's postcode lottery and...
Some cancer sufferers, depending on where they live, can get help.
Yeah, there are people where I get my hair done that do get funding. It's just making enough noise and getting enough fuss about it to make something happen, basically. I'm still trying.
And the hair that's used, where's that from?
It's real hair. I suppose it's the same as hair extensions. Probably from Russia and places like that where they sell their hair, and then it gets processed in like a factory of some sort. And then that's how they apply it onto the hair wefts and whatnot.
And then you can colour it as well if you want.
Some of it's pre-coloured already, and some of it is coloured. Mine's pre-coloured and coloured, so I've got a bit of both.
And if you want to, you can trim it. Obviously, it's not going to grow.
It won't grow back, but you can trim it, sort of get rid of any dead ends or anything like that, make it a bit cleaner looking.
Incredible, I imagine, for confidence as well. I mean, you know, aside from working in hairdressing, as a woman...
Massively. I wasn't myself I didn't fully become myself after getting better from all the radiotherapy until I had the system done. Then I felt like me again. Even my mum said, oh, I've got my daughter back, you know?
Because looking in the mirror and seeing what you had must have been a constant reminder of what you've been through.
Yeah, because you're fine through the day when you're wearing a wig and, you know, I have a little girl and she used to hug me and I used to be like, oh, like that. But at the end of the day, you take it off and you relive the fact that you have no hair and it's probably not going to come back because it hasn't so far. It's still a struggling process, but this, it's my hair. Mm. It's mine.
And I know I've read a journalist who went through this process who'd had a life of very, very thin, fine hair, and she said the confidence it gave her and running her fingers through her hair for the first time in her life, that she'd had a thick head of hair. And I think probably people who are blessed with really good hair underestimate the confidence.
Of course,
how it can knock you.
Being in the hairdressers all day, every day, dealing with some beautiful hair, and you're running your fingers through it and you're thinking, oh, I want it.
And I know one of the reasons you want to talk about this is because you would like to see more post-cancer sufferers and people who've gone through radiotherapy and lost their hair have the opportunity.
I wish there was someone who had the same situation as me back when I was like that, when I was struggling through the whole cancer situation and not knowing what was going to happen next and if I would survive and I'd be normal again. That was why I really wanted to get out there. There are people that you can become normal again after having such a strange thing happened to you completely randomly.
And in terms of the tumour and everything's clear.
Yeah, I still have my scans every year, which is really reassuring.
And do they ever link it at all to the pregnancy? Was there any reason
why? No, apparently I was born with it. They don't really know. Apparently I was born with it, but the pregnancy hormone made it grow to such an extent that I got symptoms from it. But obviously, at first, everyone thought I was just pregnant. So I was sent away, left, right and centre, saying, you're fine, you're fine. And then it got severe.
An amazing mum.
Yeah, an amazing mum, yeah.
And made sure that you pushed and pushed. And...
Exactly, yeah.
Well, well done, mum. Well done you for coming in and talking about it and hopefully raising awareness of the options for women out
definitely,
there.
Definitely.
And your daughter's blessed with an incredible head of hair, isn't she? Her
gorgeous.
Auburn hair there.
Gorgeous.
She looks like a modern-day Annie, doesn't she? Not sure she's that impressed with being here this morning.
No, I don't know yet. She will be later.
Well done. Thank you very much,
you.
Hannah. Thank you for talking about it. Well, if you've been affected by hair loss and you want more information about how and where you can get this system, then log on to our website, channel5.com/rightstuffextra.